It feels good just to get that out the way. Just to know I'll be here another year is always good. And I was happy to see it.
At the same time, you're prevented from perhaps hitting the free agent market.
Yeah, but I really like being here, you know, so I know how those things go. I think like 24 of the guys in my class also got extended. So, you know, I take that as a compliment. I take that as I fulfilled whatever they thought about me, what they projected me to be when I got drafted. So I just look at that as a good thing.
At this point so early, can you sense any possible changes from Joe Woods as defensive coordinator?
Not yet. You know, kind of start to tell. You know, when the fire starts. But just so far, it's been great. You know, we've had new coaches, so it's about kind of getting on the same page with them, just communication-wise and signal-wise and just all the little things. But just so far, it's been very good. I think it's a good position for him. I think he's very good. I think he was very good coaching us as corners, but I think he'll be even better to not have to worry about just coaching us and just looking over everything.
You've had really good self-awareness.
Just keep working on technique. No matter how old you are, you know, technique is going to be the main thing that kind of keeps you in position to make plays, especially in my position. And just keep learning and keep hustling and keep, you know, just making plays. So just keep focusing on the little things. No matter how much success, you know, I get or we get, just continue to focus on the little things and I'll be good.
The last time we saw Jamal Charles on the field, you were picking up his fumble.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about him getting there?
I think that's a great addition, a really good addition. I think he'll help us out immediately. I think, you know, when we played against him, I thought he was one of the best backs in the league, if not the best, when I just watched film against him and played against him and felt his cuts and things like that. I thought he was the best, so I think that's a great pickup. But I also don't want, you know, Bronco fans to get me mixed up. You know, I know the dreads, everybody wanted to call me Omar back in the day and Bruton. But, no, I hope they can see the difference for sure.
What makes him dangerous as a receiver out of the backfield, having a game plan for him
against him? He's a mismatch against probably every linebacker, really. He's a mismatch against a lot of safeties, open field tackling-wise, so. I know Coach McCoy is going to do a great job of just working him in, and Musgrave are going to do a great job of kind of just, you know, suiting the offense to his talents and putting, like, plays and package plays for him that he'll be good at. So, I think, like I said, I think it's a great addition for us.
Champ was at practice last week. DeMarcus was here yesterday. What's it like having those guys back and
It's always good to have those guys here. They're like, you know, the role models. They kind of the pedestal. You kind of look at those guys and say, you know, that's how I want to be. You know, D. Ware, I used to call him my role model every day because, you know, he really was a role model to all of us. And I wasn't with Champ, but, you know, I definitely aspire to be like Champ. I want my career to go like his. So it was good to have those guys around to show that, you know, they're behind us and, anytime they can talk to us and just tell us stuff, I'm always listening because if you're not listening to those guys, then who are you listening to?
Brendan Langley said the other day that he thinks you'd be an all-pro if you weren't behind Kareem and Chris. Does that kind of stuff ever cross your mind? You know, where would you be if you weren't behind those guys?
Nah. You know, it's human tendency to think those things, but, you know, I'm not really worried about it. At the end of the day, I know I'm in a position where I can learn, continue to learn, and I can also go out there and show what I can do as well. So it's not like I'm not playing at all. But I also get to learn behind those guys. And, you know, yeah, I'm not getting the accolades and also if I could be getting, but I got me a Super Bowl ring in my second year, and I'm getting better every year. So I know that at the end of the day, I'm going to get what I'm supposed to get, you know, if I just continue to stay the course and just staying positive, you know, and not thinking selfish.
For you,
better, just play to our standard. You know, we've been the top number one passing defense in the league for 2 years straight, and no one's ever done it for 3 years. So I think that was our biggest goal, is to do it, be number one pass defense 3 years straight, just to really show, like, in history, they can always go back and say, like, that Broncos secondary was, you know, one of the best, if not the best secondary to ever play, you know, and the numbers don't lie. So I think that's just us staying to our standard and not backing down and not regressing at all.
I would assume that nobody knows the Broncos offense better than the Broncos defense, because you go against it every day. When you assess what they've added, Jamal, your buddy from Michigan, but Garrett Bowles, how would you assess what they've added, and have they added that juice that Vance Joseph has talked about?
I think so. You know, offensive line wasn't our best position last year, and we upgraded that. I don't know anything about Butt, you know. I'm not expecting much because he went to Michigan. But no, I'm playing. I'm sure he's a great player. But I think Jamal Charles was a great addition as well, with all the guys we have coming back in a different scheme that I think will fit our players a little bit better than last year's scheme. So we'll see, man. You know, it's only time can tell. I was in L.A. a lot, just training and kind of staying out the way. I didn't want to do too much, you know, but I definitely enjoyed it. But I also been training and getting my body right, because last year I felt like I didn't train as well. Coming off a Super Bowl, I felt like I kind of wasn't as focused as I should have been, and I learned from that. So this year I'm way ahead than I was last year.
With K-ball moving, how can you use that as
your
advantage to get more playing time?
Well, K-ball really didn't affect my playing time, but you know, the guys like Lorenzo Dawson, Torian Nixon, this is definitely an opportunity for them to step up and kind of crack the lineup, you know. But Kayvon was a great addition, and we're gonna miss him because he was great on special teams as well, you know, if not one of the best special teams guys in the league. So that's gonna be a spot we're gonna have to fill for sure. So you know, it's bad to see your brother leave, but I think he went on to a better opportunity for him.
Okay, thanks, brother.
Cool.